Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher, and now I spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. Have you heard the news? This month, I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club, a new members-only site to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning. If you'd like to learn more, make sure you're on the list. Head over to classtechtips.com/signup to get on the list for my weekly newsletter and updates. Or head over to classtechtips.com/club for more info on the Easy EdTech Club. The doors to the members-only site will officially open on July 25th and close on the last day of the month. This week's podcast is titled 12 EdTech Tips for the Most Successful Year Yet, and it is part two of a series. Of course, you don't have to listen to last week's episode to get something out of this one, but you might find it useful to take a look at episode 22, which is part one of this two-part series. Last week, I shared 6 tips, the first on the list of 12. Let's quickly recap them. First, set and share a goal. Next, try out a new formative assessment routine. Third, ask students to reflect. Fourth, explore virtual reality. Fifth, capture community stories. And sixth, share a reading list. This week, we'll finish off the list of 12, so you have a dozen ideas to consider when thinking about your professional learning goals for the upcoming school year. There is a workbook companion to this podcast, so if you'd like a PDF workbook to go along with this episode, head over to the show notes at classtechtips.com/podcast, where you'll find the free download. It has all 12 of the tips I share in this two-part series, along with space for you to jot down notes. It might also come in handy as something to share if you're looking for a resource for a faculty meeting or professional development session. So let's continue our list of 12 EdTech tips for the most successful year yet, jumping back in at number 7. Number 7 on the list is find a podcast. You can almost check this one off your list already, but know that there are plenty more podcasts besides this one to explore. Depending on where you are listening to this podcast, you might even see some recommendations listed alongside mine. I've also had a chance to be interviewed on other EdTech podcasts, so if you search my name in the podcast app, you can find those episodes and connect with some of my podcasting friends too. In episode 15, I provide a long list of student-friendly podcasts to explore too. So you might want to check that out if one of the podcasts you want to add to your list this year is one that you would also share with students. Any time of year is the perfect time to discover a new teacher podcast. You can search on Spotify or iTunes to help you find a new podcast. You might put in a keyword related to your subject area or something specific you're excited about this school year. Now, don't limit yourself to traditional education podcasts. You might also commit to trying out something totally new. A great storytelling podcast might serve as inspiration for using podcasts in your classroom. Or you might get really excited about one that's providing narrative storytelling in podcast format that might give you some ideas for getting kids to create podcasts too. Number 8, commit to try something new. Take a deep breath and commit to trying something totally new. This could include a commitment to leaving feedback in student documents in Google Classroom during the next quarter, or having students document their science projects by creating interactive ebooks. There's no one or right answer when you take a moment to commit to trying that new thing that you want to explore this school year. Your commitment to trying a new strategy, tip, or tool doesn't have to mean introducing something bright and flashy. If you are thinking about this in the middle of the school year, you can reflect on the past few months and commit to trying something that can solve a problem you came across or address a need you noticed. If you're reviewing this list of 12 at the beginning of the school year, you might know right away that specific thing you're going to commit to trying new, or you might have an idea of something you want to try out in November and make a note on your calendar as a reminder that it's time for you to really buckle down and figure out how that new thing works and bring it into your classroom. Number 9 on the list goes along with episode number 20 of the Easy EdTech podcast. Attend a virtual event. Now, if you missed that podcast, I give all sorts of tips and strategies for attending a conference from your couch, which is pretty much what I mean when I talk about a virtual event. Carving out time and finding financial support for a conference can definitely be a challenge. During this month, attend a virtual event, like a webinar hosted by a professional development organization, publisher, or even a favorite edtech company. These happen all the time. They're almost always free for you to watch and sign up for, and oftentimes you can watch them live and participate in Q&A, or you can watch a virtual event afterwards and just use it as a recap. If you're not sure where to find a virtual event, I share the ones I'm hosting each week in my newsletter and on my events page. So if I'm hosting a webinar for Simple K-12 or for BookCreator or another organization, I always give a shout out there. So if there's other folks that you follow that you know host virtual events, you might take a look at their Twitter feed, you might take a look at their newsletter, or you might even send them a DM on Instagram or Twitter and ask them if they have any virtual events coming up that you could participate in. You can also check out an organization's page like ASCD to see on-demand webinars to watch at any time that work with your schedule. ASCD is a great example of an organization that has webinars. It feels like almost every month. I always get emails with reminders and try my best to add them to my schedule. So if you go to their website, you can find some on-demand webinars for them too. In the show notes for this episode, which you can find at classtechtips.com/podcast, I'll also add a link to episode number 20, which includes tips for attending a conference from your couch. Let's keep moving through our list of 12 with number 10. Number 10 on the list is create a project exemplar. What do you want to see students create this year? Maybe you'd like them to design a website chronicling the connection between a math topic and stock market investment, or create a movie showing off the perspective of a notable figure during a historical event. Creating an exemplar can help students envision your expectations for a final project and help you anticipate any issues that might arise as students dive in. It can also help you build confidence using a tool that might be new for you, since you'll have figured out what most of the buttons do while you create your own exemplar. It can help you support students as they dive into a brand new tool. Number 11 on the list is participate in a Twitter chat. Twitter chats have totally transformed the way I think about professional development. Participating in a Twitter chat requires that you log into Twitter at a specific time and answer a set of questions around a topic that the person hosting the chat has posed. It's a great way to expand your professional learning network and find educators passionate about a particular topic. If Twitter isn't your thing, you might locate a Facebook group where educators share and learn from one another. So, how do you find a Twitter chat or find a Facebook group? Doing a quick search can help you find it. What I would suggest if you're interested in a Twitter chat is going straight to Google and typing in Twitter chats for educators. You'll find some master lists that tell you the date and time that Twitter chats typically happen. If you're interested more in a Facebook group, just go over to your Facebook page. At the very top on the search bar, type in a keyword or something that's going to resonate with the kind of group you're looking for. When Facebook gives you the search results, they'll categorize them into different categories like people with that same name or groups about that topic. So if you go down to the group portion, you'll find some Facebook groups that are all around a particular topic. There's lots around education and technology. I know I'm in a bunch of them. And the final tip on the list, you can make the drum roll noise if you want to, is number 12, find a partner in tech. A partner in tech is a person you can turn to when you're in need of advice, want to share an accomplishment or obstacle, or to chat about your goals for integrating technology into your classroom. In my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom, I share lots of tips for making the most of digital tools in your classroom, including planning for ways to put your ideas into action. I have a whole section that talks about this idea of partner in tech, so I'm excited to share it with you a little bit here on the podcast. Your partner in tech might be another person in your school, or it could be a teacher friend in another state, or someone you connected with during a Twitter chat. If you haven't checked out my book, Tasks Before Apps, with some more details about partners in tech, I'll make sure to include a link to it in the show notes. But it's really about finding that person who's gonna hold you accountable, who's gonna help you give you some ideas, who's gonna let you share and brag with them when things go really well or when you hit an obstacle. So finding that partner in tech is so important, and it can totally change the way you think about integrating digital tools into your classroom. So let's recap the final six on our list of 12 EdTech tips for the most successful year yet. Find a podcast, commit to try something new, attend a virtual event, create a project exemplar, participate in a Twitter chat, and find a partner in tech. Remember, you can find this entire list as a free download, a free PDF workbook, at the show notes for this episode. Just head to classtechtips.com/podcast. So, let's make this EdTech easy. First, choose one item from the list to tackle. Then, review the topic and jot down a goal for making it happen. Next, share your success story or obstacle with a teacher friend. And finally, once you've mastered one of the tips, try another. And don't forget, the first half of this list is the episode before this one, episode 22. This is part 2 of our series. At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that this month I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club, a new members-only site to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning. If you'd like to learn more, make sure you're on the list. Head over to classtechtips.com/signup to get on the list for my weekly newsletter. Or head over to classtechtips.com/club for more info on the Easy EdTech Club. The doors to the members-only site will officially open on July 25th and close on the last day of the month, so you'll want to mark your calendars if you're interested in joining us. See you next week with more Easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.